Frida Douthat's house sits at the end of a gravel lane. The driveway is surrounded by trees and wildflowers. She's always liked it here because it's secluded. She's a couple of miles from a rural road. She likes to sit on the multi-tiered back patio that overlooks a small pond. That's where she grades composition papers from her freshman English class at Ohio University. But she's also had to swat at flies for the past 10 years. Douthat collects flies in a container that is nearly the size of a gallon milk jug. She estimates this one has about 2 to 3 inches worth of decomposing flies and maggots collected since August 22nd.
It smells right on the porch. That's a fly trap. That keeps some of them from getting in the house. Today, there's a few flies out here. There are days when that wall would be just polka-dotted with them.
Douthat has frozen the containers of flies and collected them over the years. She took them to court with her to prove the problems she deals with living near a factory farm. That's what helped her win a $1.2 million share of a settlement with Buckeye Egg Farm. It's one of the world's largest egg-laying producers. Douthat's house is 3/4 of a mile from one of the company's egg-laying plants. The flies come from the vast amounts of manure produced by millions of chickens housed at the company's barns. The manure gets spread on farm fields that surround her house. She has watched as runoff from Buckeye Egg properties killed tens of thousands of fish in a nearby creek. She has even seen the creek water turn purple. She says she never expected to win in court against the company when she began the legal battle 9 years ago.
I never thought about suing until one of the neighbors that I'd been working hard with, trying to get the EPA to do something, trying to get the county health department interested, we were both so frustrated at that point. She called up one evening and said, "We're ready to call a lawyer. Are you?" And I said, "Yeah, we'll meet with you."
Douthat and 20 of her neighbors won a $19.7 million lawsuit against Buckeye Egg. This win has other people in Great Lakes states hopeful they too can win in court against large factory farms. Julie Jansen of Olivia, Minnesota, knows Douthat's story all too well. Jansen has been fighting hog factory farm owner Val Adko for 6 years. Her house sits sandwiched between two of the company's hog barns. Jansen and her husband filed a lawsuit this spring against the company. They're asking for close to $200,000 because Jansen says her family of eight gets sick from manure odors. Jansen says she took her 11-year-old daughter to a specialist in California to prove she has brain damage from smelling hydrogen sulfide. Decomposing manure creates hydrogen sulfide gas and ammonia that smells like rotten eggs.
Sometimes it's enough to gag a maggot. The stink is just putrid, and it penetrates through your house, through the windows and doors, and every little crack.
Jansen says her family has spent nearly $100,000 to fight Val Adko. She had to close her daycare center, which she ran from her home partly because of the stench. Her husband is supporting the family with his truck driving job that brings in nearly $38,000 a year. She says a win over Buckeye Egg Farm in Ohio is a victory that can help her cause.
There's finally been some justice served. Some of these people have been fighting for over 10 years. To me, it just says no matter how long and painful it is, you need to fight for justice, because if us citizens don't fight for it, it's never going to happen.
Both Jansen and Douthat say it's not the money that will make them happy. Douthat says she will probably never see the $1.2 million check that she is owed. But she says the county judge may force the company to clean up its farms and the surrounding communities.
How can they have that many animals, that much manure, and just let it pour out? Pour on the land, not treat it.
Buckeye Egg Farm officials have said they may appeal the verdict. The company says it has already spent millions of dollars to try and clean up its facilities. Earlier this year, Buckeye Egg settled a multi-million-dollar lawsuit with the Ohio Attorney General's office. The state sued the company for dumping dead chickens in a field and polluting creeks by spilling contaminated water. The state has since filed 7 sets of contempt charges against Buckeye Egg for not correcting the problems. It's still undecided whether Buckeye Egg will file for bankruptcy following the verdict. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Natalie Walston.